So have you watched the AFC Championship game to kind of get ready for this game?
Not this week yet. I'm going to watch it, though. That game and the game from earlier this season. It's the same offensive coordinator. Obviously, different quarterbacks in both those games, but it's always good, I think. You know, even last game, watching the last time we played Baltimore, just to get a feel for how the game went, how the team really tries to play against you. You know, obviously, you can watch the games from this year, but teams sometimes play us different, or how the game flows. You try to get a feel for that.
Devin, you're a defensive player, so obviously you don't really have to deal with the noise in Denver that much, but just given the way that the team has kind of struggled there, is there anything that makes it a little bit more challenging playing there?
Oh, they're good. I would say that's the biggest thing. I mean, every time we go there, we're playing against a good football team. So defensively, like you said, there's no noise, but, you know, the crowd is into the game. There's not – there might be 15 Patriot fans in the whole stadium. You know, everyone's there for Denver. And then, you know, they have a good defense, and you play at home. That always helps. So just a tough team to play, especially when they're at home.
What are your memories of the AFC Championship game? Did you leave there with a bad taste in your mouth?
Yeah, I mean, but I leave every loss with a bad taste in my mouth, especially season end. So you really just remember it being over.
Devin, it's a familiar offensive scheme to you guys, what Kubiak does. You've seen it a lot over the course of your career. When you know what's coming, what makes it a challenge to defend, even though it is so familiar, even though you know what they're going to do?
I think that's the part that's challenging, when both teams kind of know what each other does. Games like this always come down to a couple plays, and that's why Kubiak's a good head coach, offensive coordinator, because he's going to try to do things where, you know, he knows we know a tendency or something, try to break it, or, you know, the talent of their players goes out there and a guy makes a play. So you can't just hang your hat on knowing it and think, all right, we'll just show up and we know everything. Everything will fall into place. We have to be prepared. You know, there's going to be some game plan things that they have prepared just for us, especially this time of the year. There's so many games, so much film out there where good coaching staffs go through every play and they're ready to go and they get the guys ready. So we'll be prepared, but we have to be ready, obviously, for their guys making plays and then some game plan things.
The challenge like with the skill set of the receivers, you know, a guy like Thomas and then Sanders to kind of compliment him?
I think that's a tough thing with them too, because they're not similar really. Even on the conference call with Denver, they asked which one's harder to cover, and you can't pick. You know, you got a guy who's huge that is very fast, and then you got another guy who's not as big but quick, fast. I think that being able to match up with them for 60 minutes is the toughest thing. You see teams play them tough, you know, get after the quarterback, make some plays, and then the fourth quarter comes and, you know, they hit Thomas down for a 50, 60-yard bomb, then Emmanuel Sanders breaks a tackle, he gets a 40-yard, and next thing you know, they score 10, 17 points in the fourth quarter to win a game. So, obviously, they're tough matchups, but I think the biggest thing is trying to cover them for 60 minutes and not, you know, being a little behind on a play, because they'll make you pay for it.
What skill set does Trevor Siemian have that you can maybe, if you can exploit, or you see that's going to be a problem for you guys?
The tough thing, I think, you know, you see a guy obviously playing after Peyton Manning, a guy who didn't have as many snaps coming into the season. But the thing is, he does a pretty good job moving around in the pocket and reading coverages. So, you know, I think with us defensively, we got to try to, you know, make it tough for him up front, especially in the secondary, doing different things. We got to just try to not just give it to him. You know, I think sometimes you play young quarterbacks, you think they don't really know it or got it all together. He's a guy that you can tell studies the film, understands what defenses are trying to do. So we can't make it easy for him. We just got to go out there and do different things and make it tough all game.
Defensively, you feel, go ahead.
When you watch film of those two games against the Broncos last year, do you let the emotions of those games sort of come back into you at all, or do you not?
No, not really. I mean, you're watching just to try to make sure you win this week. You know, the emotions from the last couple games doesn't really matter. It won't really help you out there on Sunday. So I just try to take a thing or two that, you know, I think will show back up on Sunday and hope it helps me out.
Do you feel like you guys took a step defensively against Baltimore and you're
playing as well as you played all year defensively now?
No, I mean, we just got to keep at it. You know, a couple weeks ago we were terrible defense. Do okay on Monday Night Football. Now we're here. We've arrived. So I don't know. I mean, I think we know what we are. We're a hardworking unit. We got to grind each week to go out there and play well. So I think for us, we got to make sure we do what we got to do. Today got off to a good start, trying to learn this team and get a step ahead, and then coming back and having a good practice Thursday and Friday. And I think that gives us the confidence to go out there and play Sunday, and that's our blueprint. We got to stick to that week in, week out, and that allows us to play good football.
Given this is the third time that you'll see this team basically in the last year, how relevant are the two previous games, just given the fact that now there's kind of a new identity under Simeon?
I just think with the same offensive coordinator, there'll be some carryover on different things they try to do, especially if they're anticipating, you know, whatever we did in that game and, you know, whatever went well. I think that's the biggest thing. When you go back and watch games, you try to watch, especially defensive standpoint, you try to watch what went well for the offense. What did they do that worked? You know, what was a play that might not have worked? But when you look at it a second time, if they would have saw this guy open or that. So you try to learn things from that. And I think defensively, that's a big thing for me. You know, no matter who's the quarterback, if he goes back and watches the game, you know, he'll see a lot of the same guys out there for us defensively. It's like, well, you know, if I get this again like they did last year, I can exploit that. So just trying to, you know, get the upper hand on that and being a step ahead.
And with Sanders in particular, it seems like him and Simeon have a pretty good rapport. What is it about his game? He's obviously not the biggest guy, but what's allowed him to be so effective?
Quick and fast, and, you know, he makes a lot of tough catches, I think. Sometimes smaller guys, you think they're not guys that catch the ball in traffic or make tough catches, but you see how the catch against Kansas City where Eric Berry, I mean, killed him over the middle. He got up, celebrated. So he's a tough guy, you know, very quick and fast. I remember playing him in Pittsburgh, and it was three guys running around super fast, and he's continued that throughout his career. He's able to make catches down the field deep. Take a three-step, five-yard catch and take it the distance, too. So we just got to be aware of, you know, him and Thomas all game.
You mentioned a couple weeks ago, terrible defense, play well on Monday Night Football, and sort of now we've racked, like, almost, like, amused at how the pendulum swings. When did you first understand that, you know, and then realize, like, you can't get swept up in that stuff?
Me? Years ago now. It's fun. You know, I think for us, we come in here and we grind and we work hard each day, and it's all to try to go out there and play good for one time a week. You know, when it doesn't go well, you hear about it and you expect it. You know, everyone has a job in this. So you just got to have an attitude about you that you're going to keep coming to work, keep doing what you got to do to get better, and really believe in your teammates and coaching staff. And I think, you know, that's one of the good things, and I'm proud to say, you know, playing for this team that, you know, every year I've been here, it's been the same thing. Whether it's good or bad, we come do the same thing, and my seventh year here so far has worked out pretty well, so I'll continue to do it. Thank you.